One year ago, when automakers held their big show in Detroit, a gallon of gas went for an average of $3.31. Now, as the auto show gets underway again, it's dropped by a third, all the way down to $2.13 a gallon. And that presents some intriguing challenges this year. On one hand, manufacturers like GM are creating more fuel-efficient cars, like the Bolt, a new electric-powered concept car which is designed to get 200 miles from a single charge. But on the other end of the spectrum, big new SUVs and sedans are rolling off production lines for buyers now less worried about gas prices. John Stoll is the global auto editor for The Wall Street Journal, and he joins me from Detroit. At all the bright, shiny things at the auto show, John, what are the trends you're seeing?
Well, the trend is definitely back toward, you know, big trucks and SUVs in terms of the conversation right now that we're having about the immediate environment. The economy is doing well. Gas prices, as you mentioned, are down to $2 a gallon or less. And there is a what a lot of automakers think is a natural progression toward the SUV and truck body style in most of America. So they're catering to that right now. At the same time, you have this tension. While dealers want more and more trucks and SUVs, regulators want more vehicles like the Chevrolet Bolt or the Nissan Leaf or the Tesla Model S, vehicles that can run on electricity or batteries and or get significantly better fuel economy. So that's really the sort of that tension is defining this this auto show more than anything else at this point.
So when you walk the floor of the auto show, are the things that are most exciting the great big luxury SUVs, or are these new little cars that you can plug in, or is it a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in between. I think the most exciting product that you see on the show floor, or I should say products, you've got some supercars. You know, it's back to, these are the first cars that are sort of taken out of the, you know, product lineup when things get bad. These supercars are back. I'll give you an example. Ford has the GT, or they're calling it the Phoenix, is back. And this is a supercar made from carbon fiber. What's important about this car is it has a 3.5-liter sort of turbo engine. It's built for gas, good gas mileage, which is a whole new conversation in that sort of vehicle. But it kind of shows exactly where the automakers are going. Even in that high-end, super luxury, super performance, they know that fuel economy is important because regulators are going to start asking them in 2 years and then another, you know, decade down the road, where are you at on a lot of the mandates that we put into place? And even supercars and pickup trucks have to get more fuel efficient.
So those mandates will stay in place even if it turns out, with the understanding that gas prices could bounce back.
Yeah, I think the midterm review that the government's going to have with the auto industry up here in 2017 is going to be very, you know, it's becoming more and more important. Obviously, with $2 a gallon, it's very hard to get customers to buy into the proposition that hybrids and electric vehicles makes, which is you pay more up front. You know, you pay for the battery, you pay for the capability, you pay for the engineering, you have a little bit more weight in the car, but the payoff is at $4 a gallon. You start getting that money back. At $2, it takes a lot longer to get that money back, and consumers understand that and want, you know, capability and want to buy the vehicles that you know aren't as expensive to fill up in an era like this. So a lot of this depends on how long the gas prices last. Some people like Mike Jackson, the head of the Auto Nation, the largest dealer in the U.S., says this could last a sustained period of time, more than a year. And a lot of the automakers are being much more cautious and saying, hey, we could see a bounce back very quickly, that they're prepared for something nearer term. But regardless, regulators and automakers are going to have a discussion about what they want for the long term. Do they want more predictable, higher gas price, or do they want an economy that is rolling with a lower gas price?
Well, that's the dilemma. How does a company or how does a auto buyer plan for the long term? What kind of strategy do you employ in trying to decide what kind of choices to make?
I think it puts both in a bind. I think the buyer right now is saying, hey, can I, you know, is it time for me to buy an SUV? And you're filling up a vehicle that maybe right now is $40 to fill up, let's just say, if it's a 20-gallon tank. 2 years from now, if it goes back to $4 per gallon, that doubles, right? So it's hard to make that decision. And right now the buyer is speaking and saying, you know, about a year ago we had about 45% of the mix were trucks and SUVs. Now it's about 55%. So you're seeing what they're saying. The automakers have to spend far more than they ever did before. 10 years ago, they were designing cars with a guess on where gas prices was going. You know, they'd say, well, maybe it'll be $2, maybe it'll be $4 down the road. most of them were projecting that gas prices were going up. Now, regulation is the rule of the day. The regulators are the ones that are determining where the automakers are innovating toward. That's why you see vehicles like the Chevy Bolt. Yes, it's innovative. Yes, it takes on Tesla. And most people agree that this is what the auto industry should be doing. But the near-term reality is it doesn't make sense in $2 gallon gasoline environment.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch everybody decide what choices to make. John Stoll, the Global Auto Editor of the Wall Street Journal. Thank you.